L-E-T-E-N-E-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Adrian Wooldridge. His book is The Aristocracy of Talent, How Meritocracy Made the Modern World. And the left, or the wise, are, in the late 20th century, doubtful that meritocracy produces results, whether equitable results or even rational results, because we have the new nepotism, described with two family names, Bush and Clinton, the new nepotism. Those are hot topics in the United States, so I want to back up a little bit and talk about the new rich and the old rich. You write cleverly, very cleverly, Adrian, that the new rich require posh surroundings and the old rich require academic degrees. So they share their opinion that we're the elite and we're just going to trade virtues.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that's happened at the end of the 20th century was that the old rich, which inherited its money, and the new rich, which made its money through intellectual brilliance and academic success, have sort of merged into one. So I say what we have ruling our society at the moment is not a meritocracy, but a plutomeritocracy. And that is a group of people who combine ability with money. But also, if they have money, they buy ability. And if they have ability, they acquire money through success in life. And what they do, this pluto-meritocratic elite at the top of society, is they hoard opportunity. And they hoard opportunity by using their wealth and connections to get their children into the best schools, either private schools or state schools, which function essentially as private schools because they're in the very, very wealthy areas where all the other children go to wealth, are wealthy. And above all, by getting their children into elite universities, which confer status and connections. So what we have now is not the triumph of meritocracy, but almost the corruption of meritocracy by money. And its manifestations are many, but one of the manifestations is the return of things that we associate with aristocracy, such as dynasty. We now have dynasties in America. You have dynasties in America. Nepotism, getting golden opportunities for your relatives. We have that in the United States. And also what I would call a sort of a populist revolt against the elite, because the populist revolt against the elite is predicated on the idea that they're basically aristocrats. They're behaving, they're looking down on us, they're excluding us, they're hoarding privileges. And I think there's an intuition of sense there that this degenerate form of meritocracy is a new aristocracy. It's very different from the old meritocracy that we had after the Second World War.
Globalization, Davos Man, the Cosmos Club, all of that describes a global meritocracy that is now conducting itself without borders. I guess you would have to say meritocrats without borders, all fresh to this. Is that fact, is that enough for the left to turn away from meritocrats? Is that happening now?
Absolutely. What we have at the moment, well, what we had late 19th, early 20th century was the attempt to build a ladder from the local village school to the national elite. And one of the things that's happened is that lots of the rungs of that ladder have been removed. But another thing that's happened is that the ladder needs to be higher, because above the level of the national elite, we're creating a global elite because of global institutions such as the World Bank and the IMF. Global charities, global academic connections, global businesses. This whole world of Davos Man has been constructed. So that's even further away from the ladder of opportunity. And I think that this is something that it's a paradox for the left, because many of the people who are Davos man who are at the very top of the pyramid, particularly in the academic world, are consider themselves to be leftists. They consider them, you know, a phrase that Thomas Piketty uses to describe them is the Brahmin left. These are sort of Brahmin people who believe that the world should be run by an elite of people like themselves. A more populist sort of left is very critical of these sort of inequalities and of these institutions. But that's also true of the populist right. They're also very critical of these. So I think the left and the right are sort of split between the pluto-meritocratic left and the more populist left, and the same on the right.
I want to turn to the right next, but just a note here, because your governance in the United Kingdom is very exciting for me to learn. Is it significant that there's this assumption that Eton and Oxford go to the head of the class in Parliament? Or is that just something that just happened recently with Cameron and Johnson? Or is that left over from the old days of assuming that just because you deserve it doesn't mean you're also born to it?
Well, Eton has always been extremely good at training prime ministers. Eton's had more prime ministers than any other school.
Right.
But a sudden flourish of prime ministers in years. Boris Johnson is an Etonian, David Cameron is an Etonian, and interestingly enough, Rishi Sunak, who is the Chancellor of the Exchequer, didn't go to Eton, but went to Winchester, which is like Eton for very, very clever people. Another very expensive private school. But I think one of the things that has happened, and I think it's a very interesting development, is that the Eton that we see now is very different from the old Eton. The old Eton used to be a place where the landed elite sent their children, didn't put very much effort on academic ability, except for a small group of scholars, and was basically about playing the game, shaping people's character. But what happened from the 1980s onwards is Eton became a very, very meritocratic institution, very rigorous selection examinations. It became a school for not just posh people, but clever posh people.
The book is The Aristocracy of Talent. Adrian Wooldridge is the author, How Meritocracy Made the Modern World. We're going to turn to criticism of meritocracy from the right, from the populist point of view, and then recommendations here in the early 21st century. This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Basham.
You're listening to CBSI on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Time you did something for the first time.